AI narrated audio generated from Share Maestro market research. Full article. Teva's 103.6% year leaves it near the high, but the latest lift came on 17.7 million shares. The ADR remains in an active weekly trend signal and above its trend line, yet participation fell well below normal as the stock worked back toward the top of its 52-week range. Research brief. Teva Pharmaceutical Industries ADR gained 4.3% in the week to 3 July, closing at $34.64, 6.8% above its weekly trend line and 7.2% below its 52-week high. The Share Maestro read is balanced rather than emphatic. Trend, market dynamics, and relative strength are positive, but the move lacked volume confirmation, and the stock trades 84.1% above fair value. Key points. 1. Teva closed at $34.64 after a 4.3% weekly gain, with 12-week and 52-week returns of 12.4% and 103.6%. 2. The weekly trend signal remains active, with 46 active weeks out of 52, and priced 6.8% above the $32.43 trend line. 3. Participation was thin, 17.7 million shares traded, equal to 0.6x the 13-week average and 0.4x the 52-week average. 4. The stock sits at 87.9% of its 52-week range and 7.2% below the $37.34 high, but the fair value gap is wide at 84.1%. 5. Healthcare and specialty generic drug breadth is mixed, with positive activity pressure but limited trend and relative strength breadth across the groups. Weekly price action keeps the trend intact. Teva Pharmaceutical Industries ADR finished the latest completed week at $34.64, up 4.3%, recovering from the prior mid-June setback and staying above the $32.43 weekly trend line. The longer tape remains constructive. Teva is up 12.4% over 12 weeks, 11.9% over 26 weeks, and 103.6% over 52 weeks, placing the close at 87.9% of its one-year range. The Share Maestro trend backdrop is active, with 46 of the last 52 weeks in an active state. That durability is the central opportunity evidence. The caveat is location. The ADR is only 7.2% below its $37.34 52-week high and trades 84.1% above Share Maestro fair value of $18.82, leaving less room for disappointment if momentum cools. Sector context is supportive, but not uniformly strong. Teva's 4.3% weekly advance beat the U.S. drug manufacturers' specialty and generic industry average of 2.2% and slightly outpaced the broader U.S. healthcare average of 3.8%. Its 12-week gain of 12.4% is also ahead of the industry's 10.3% and broadly in line with healthcare's 12.3% average. The group backdrop is mixed rather than broadly risk-on. Healthcare trend breadth is only 40.0%, and the specialty generic industry is weaker at 32.5%, while activity pressure breadth is firmer, at about 67% in both groups. Relative strength breadth is scarce, especially in the industry at 29.9%, which makes Teva's positive RS state useful, but also highlights that the move is occurring in a selective market. Momentum is positive. Volume is the weak link. Market dynamics remains positive, with latest activity pressure at 0.05 and a positive expectancy reading of 55.13% for similar setup states. Relative strength is also positive, at 17.05, although the four-week RS change is negative, at negative 18.6%, showing that comparative momentum has lost some urgency, even as price has improved. Volume did not validate the latest rise. The week's 17.7 million shares were well below the 29.5 million 13-week average and the 44.5 million 52-week average, leaving the volume ratio at 0.6x versus the short baseline and 0.4x versus the one-year base. That contrasts with earlier high participation advances, including 62.4 million shares on the 14.1% week ending 1 May. Risk and what to watch next. The risk profile is moderate but not quiet. 13-week weekly return volatility is 5.7%, close to the 52-week level of 5.5%. The one-year split remains favorable at 32 positive weeks versus 20 negative weeks. And the average gain of 4.9% exceeds the average loss of negative 3.8%. but the recent record also includes 5 sharp loss weeks and 3 reversal markers in a smart money tape. The next test is whether price can hold above the trend line while rebuilding participation. Activity pressure is the key confirmation gauge, and a move in volume above 1.5 times the 13-week average would carry more evidential weight than another low-volume push near the high. A failure back through the trend line would shift the weekly regime discussion from momentum persistence to drawdown control. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.